Paragraph one.
So, she was like the most famous. It's like
what phrase does that mean?
It's like a phrase. Of the she's not actually a conductor, but then it's like
she's like the leader.
The leader, captain of the Underground Railroad.
Well, the most famous one.
And she helped about
who used it. Yeah. She was the most famous. Who used it?
And she helped like about 300 people.
Do you have anything to say, Cayman?
Yeah, Cayman.
Hey, Cayman.
I'll have a question for you. How many people did she help?
She helped 300 people.
Oh, about 300 people, sir. It's
yeah.
About
it's exactly 321.
Okay. Right, okay.
Paragraph two.
The underground was a series of homes,
barns, and other locations used to hide runaway slaves
making their way to Canada.
How do you think they hid them?
It was like
probably
maybe
in barns.
No, I'm talking about when it says series of homes. How do they hide them in their homes? Maybe they have like
underground.
You know how they have the wood things? They probably got them little pop up.
I've seen some like history documentaries like on History Channel.
Talk louder.
Sure. And what they were putting on it was like certain places they have like a little room in the back. They just put like a bookshelf over the door, over the doorway.
So
over the doorway.
Yeah.
Like
so,
how they do it, like.
So it might have been like homes, but then they're hidden in the home.
Yeah, they have secret hiding places.
Or like under the floor.
Or okay, and barns, they're like so big.
You can hide in there. You can hide in
the hay.
Yeah.
And there, the hay, you can hide in the chickens.
And there was lots of acres during those days too. So.
Yeah. All right. And then we know she's a famous conductor.
Yep, she was.
So she was a runaway slave herself.
And she helped.
And she devoted her life to helping others.
Yeah.
The Underground Railroad to hide runaway slaves to make their way to Canada.
Why did they go to Canada, Cameron?
Wasn't that up north?
I think I know why.
Wasn't there
no slaves there.
Yeah, there are no
north?
Slaves. Yeah,
but,
Canada's north.
I think I know why she was helping other slaves.
Why?
So, and even though it was a risk of herself, because she was a runaway slave herself.
Yep.
So she knew what how it was like to be a slave, so she wanted away. And since she knew how it was like to be a slave, she just didn't want others to be like that, so she just tried to take them away from the slaves.
Yeah, and
the Moses of her, she became
abolishes
oh,
allowed to
because in the because in the Bible it's talking about Moses how they led the Israelites from slavery, so that's kind of what she did, just in a different way.
And the Underground Railroad. They had to go south on the
North.
Yeah,
north. South
they were trying
slavery.
To go north, but sometimes
talking
when
about the
north,
trains.
Oh yeah,
like on the
yeah
trains.
When they were trying to go north and if it was blocked, they'll go south and wait for a little bit, and then they'll go back up north when everything was clear.
And they did a series of walking, running,
hiding, jumping,
and they had lots of obstacles.
It's like the Olympics.
And they had like lots of obstacles to go through too.
Yeah, like slave catchers, slave owners, overseers. Oh.
Okay, so
four
slave breaker.
So paragraph four.
Paragraph
so Cayman, you could
start
off.
Open.
Here, I'll read it. Oh, well, you could read it.
Yeah.
Read it
start
and talk about it.
Oh, we don't need to read it.
No, so you can learn what it's
so
about.
So how does escape? It's not an easy task.
Yeah, it was not an easy task, of course.
You have to go away from it. And if you're like in the middle of the south,
there's like lots
like
of
hundreds of miles.
Yeah.
North.
So you have to
and hundreds of more miles.
It said it required courage, the ability to think and to stay calm under pressure, and a lot of
ingenuity.
Yeah, ingenuity.
Because if they did not stay calm, they'll get themselves
under
caught.
Yeah, if you don't stay calm under pressure, it's gonna break.
And they knew the penalties if they got caught.
Yeah. And the ingenuity, so you have to be kind of smart to be able to escape.
Her first three runs, I think they were pretty hard for her until she got to the fourth, maybe, and then she got used to it.
Yeah. Okay, so paragraph.
She just worked in the winter. Oh, since the winter, the nights were longer, and it was longer, so she can stay out more, and they were colder, so there was less people.
So she helped more people during the winter.
Yeah, and but most days
she helped escaping families
she started
on Saturday evening.
Yeah, on Saturday evening. So that way, they have more time to escape.
And yep, the winter allowed the maximum escape time before runaway notices could be printed on Monday's newspaper.
And they would be gone by then.
Yeah, and if a slave was agreed to escape, they couldn't turn back because, well,
One, she'll shoot them with her gun.
And even if she didn't, the slave owner would kill them.
And that's why she did it on Saturday, because there's a newspaper on Monday, so they have more time.
Yeah.
They have one day ahead of everybody in the South.
Yeah. Paragraph 6, a slave agreed to escape with them. There was no turning back.
Yeah, because if they did, they'd die. Yeah.
She informed them that if they attempted to return, she would shoot them rather than risk others getting caught.
Because
I would too.
If it's one life for like 80, which one are you going to choose? For one life or the 80?
Yeah. So slaves couldn't. And it appears that no slaves turned back.
It says that she carried a gun. I'm wondering if she ever, like, not to make use of the threat, but she ever used it on, like, the slave catchers and stuff.
Like, when they're chasing her, she might have. Shoot back.
Yeah, I wonder if she did.
She might have, but then she would have to hide the body, or she'll be on paper all over the United States.
Well, she's already.
Yeah.
She already was. Yeah. You know, she's like.
There'd be more notice towards her.
She used many. Paragraph 7 now.
Yeah.
And she couldn't be in the North by that time. Even though technically she'd be free. If she killed someone, it'd be considered murder.
Yeah.
No more free.
So, paragraph 7.
You don't have to say what paragraph it is. But the ingenious tactic, I guess one of them is the chicken tactic.
So
that's kind of smart, actually.
Yeah,
if you see someone coming to you, just let it go and try to chase it.
Yeah.
And ingenious means smart, right?
Huh?
Ingenious means smart, right?
Ingenious, yeah. Ingenious is like smart tactics.
Yeah.
Well, smart but stupid tactics.
Because if she wasn't smart, she would have got caught.
Yeah.
And
ingenious are like simple tactics. Or ingenious is like simple but smart.
She would escape into the. She would let it loose into the cornfields.
And as it
escaped, she would run into the cornfield.
Yeah.
And hide.
And that was a chicken, right?
Yeah, that was
chicken.
I would do that too, bro.
And sometimes when she saw an approaching overseer, she'd
do that. Yeah. And some other time she would like get a newspaper or a book and just to read it.
Yeah, because
she couldn't read.
And they knew that.
Yeah, so they wouldn't look for someone reading.
Yeah. Okay, and on another occasion,
the reading one.
Yeah, another trip she and her
passenger, the southbound train.
Yeah.
Remember how you said when they would try to go north, they would block it, but then she would go south.
Well, they wouldn't block it. They just searched the train.
Yeah. And then
why don't they just jump on top of the train?
Maybe some people were too fat.
Or they just couldn't because
really, really skinny.
Yeah. Or they
maybe some didn't have that much grip on their hands, but
they just couldn't because they were too weak at that time. Okay.
And on top of the train?
Yeah.
That's a risk of dying too if you fell off.
Well, yeah, that's why when it starts to go, you jump into the top window for the emergency escape. You jump right in.
This is the 1850s.
Yes, they still had emergency escape there.
You were?
On the top of the train.
That was through the windows.
Yeah, through the windows and there's one on top of the train, like a bus.
Okay, now, here's kind of the objective summary of the text.
Yeah, she continued leading slaves to freedom throughout the 1850s.
Yeah, because they made effort. Slave owners made effort
if you were a slave owner, she kept on taking your slaves. How much would you put on a head?
Lots of money.
Well, their large rewards were like $500.
Yeah, that's
for us. That's like $3 million.
Yeah, that's for us right now. That's $3 million. Compare and contrast.
Yeah. And over the course of 11 years, she did this for 11 years.
Yep.
She guided 300 people out of slavery.
But their effort, they could. Despite their efforts, they never could.
No. They don't want it.
Yeah.
And she guided around 300 people out of slavery by herself, basically.
Oh, yeah. Of course,
and
11
the other way, she
So if you do the math, how many, in 1 year, how many did she, would she take? If you do the math.
That'd be about 30 people a year.
Yeah, 30 people a year.
About. And then there were hundreds more that were helped by her giving advice and stuff to, like, the other people helping to escape.
Do you think there are other leaders just like her leading slaves to freedom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
she's just the most famous.
Yeah, she was just the most famous. There was other people like...
Yeah. and she never lost a single slave the whole time. That's amazing.
Okay, and then when she asked her to reflect
on her... I wonder
if
she carried injured people.
Her journey...